I mean, there's just so many to go through. I mean, I don't know how you can't not take Peyton Manning. I mean, this guy is just an absolute machine in terms of racking up points for your fantasy team. He's just so dominant. I think, you know, they're going to have a great that the system that Tony Dungy has over there is just so built for him. The philosophy of scoring. He's obviously going to be a superstar. And then you've got, you know, Kurt Warner could be a real great sleeper this year with, you know, with Ezrin James. They got more balance there, so I think he's going to be way more productive.
How about Reggie Bush?
I don't know how you can't not take Reggie Bush. I mean, just seeing him in the preseason game, you know, obviously he had this illustrious career at USC. His performance in the Rose Bowl was absolutely outstanding. I think he's going to be another huge point earner for anyone that can, you know, get him in their draft. So I think sort of, to me, I believe sort of in more the barbell system where I'm going to go after some big marquee players like the Mannings, like the Bushes. I think Ezrin's going to rack up points. Tom Brady, I think, is going to be poised to have a big year this year. I think guys like Brett Favre have already over the hill. So what I look for, okay, can I get some marquee players that I know are going to perform? And then what you want to do is sort of stay away from sort of the middle layer, and that's where you need to go hunting. You got to find the guys that no one's found. Do your homework. A lot of reading needs to take place. You know, Winslow, real to me, he's probably gonna go, that's a guy to stay away from because unproven. He's been hurt 2 years. You know, he's probably gonna have a huge demand for people wanting to grab him. So those are the type of players that I think you want to stay away from because they're just unproven. And I think you and I were talking before today's show. 2 years ago, I remember picking up McGahee played at the University of Miami. Got drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Similar guy was hurt. I'd been following this guy. I knew he was a star. Towards the tail end of the season, he had an opportunity to come in. He was on waivers. I grabbed him for pretty much nothing.
Right.
And he honestly was probably my top 3 point getters for the rest of that season, helped me get into the playoffs that year. So I'm a big barbell kind of guy.
If you had a choice, number one pick, Larry Johnson, Sean Alexander, who are you going to pick?
Wow. I got to go with Sean, man. I just think here's a guy who has been there, done that. And I think Sean's getting better. I mean, if you looked at his performance last year and this guy continues to step it up, I still think he's got a lot of gas in the tank. I
There's no
like,
Hutchinson, though. He's gone.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, Holmgren over there has always put together an awesome offensive line. He did it when he was offensive coordinator. He was with the Niners. He was with the Packers. I would, you know, guys that understand how to put together offensive lines are always going to produce great running games. I think Sean's going to do it again.
Sweet, sweet. I look
Good luck
forward
to you,
to it.
Bro.
Hey, I don't need the luck, man. I've been number one in my league for the past 3 years. I'm a dynasty.
Oh, you know what? MDX is going to give me the shot to come on and prove that, baby.
Cool. All right, so well, thanks a lot for the podcast once again.